Were you allowed to see movies?
Yes, but we, for many, many years, did not have a television. My mother and father did not think that that was something that we needed to waste our time doing.
This would have been in the
mid-50s.
In the mid-50s.
They did allow us to go see certain television programs at neighbors' houses. Every Wednesday night, we went to see I Love Lucy at the next-door neighbor's house. They eventually, in the late 50s, bought a TV, and we succumbed to the wiles of modern culture.
Was there a movie or movie stars about that era that you enjoyed?
More glamorous movies. I was never a Western fan, but more glamorous movies that were filmed in New York or took place in New York or Los Angeles always appealed to me.
Because you'd see the fancy houses, right, and buildings.
Exactly.
You're on to junior high school, which was which one?
Wright Junior High School, which is right behind Holmes in those days, and a new building, and had a wonderful, wonderful art teacher there as well. The most interesting thing I remember from junior high school was Mrs. Gordy, who was our math teacher, and she told us that someday we would have a laptop computer that we would use. And at the time, computers were the size of buildings. I mean, they were enormous. And the thought of someday having a computer that we could hold was beyond belief. But she saw the future and knew that that would happen.
And that would have been in 1960?
I was in junior high from 60 to 63, right.
So in that time period, what foresight?
She was amazing. Math was never my favorite subject, but she made it fascinating.
Amazing what teachers can do.
Absolutely. Huh? Always remember her.
Into high school. High school is at?
Edison.
Anybody there who influenced you?
Again, wonderful art program teachers at the time. I enjoyed my time at Edison, I will say, but I sat there at graduation in 1965 looking around at this room of 750 graduates going, who are these people? I've never even seen them in the hall, much less know their names. So the scale of the school was overwhelming.
But you knew a few. You had some friends there.
Oh, yes.
But 750 was just...
Yeah. And I had particularly a group of friends that we were in Cub Scouts together in elementary school and went through junior high and high school together. And still see some of those people today, too.
Did you show a flair for art, drawing, painting, or anything?
Yes, I did enjoy it very much and learned how to sketch during that time period, how to see things in three dimensions and sketch pretty rapidly.
That was something that probably helped you later on in life.
Oh, absolutely. It's something that has been hugely helpful in coming up with design schemes and sketch it out. I particularly enjoy doing that in front of clients because they're like, wow, he did that so fast. It conveys a story. It conveys a concept very easily.